From Learfield Sports on the Clemson Tigers Sports Network, this is Clemson Basketball, brought to you by Carolina Ford Dealers, proud sponsors of Clemson Basketball. Go further, delivered by UPS. Let UPS put the power of logistics to work for you. Try a game changer of your own, Coke Zero, because you don't know zero till you've tried it. Bojangles, tailgate everything with Bojangles Big Bow Box. It's bow time. And by Greenville Health System, advancing healthcare for generations. The tip is moments away. Here's Tony Castricone and Tim Bray.
Welcome to Senior Night for Clemson Basketball in Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville as the 16-12 Tigers take on the fourth-ranked team in the country, the Virginia Cavaliers, who come in having won 9 of their last 11. They're 11-5 in the ACC, the 125th meeting all-time between Clemson and UVA. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Solid Orange Clemson Basketball from Learfield. The starting lineups for tonight's game are brought to you by Phillip Staffing for the fourth-ranked Virginia Cavaliers. Devin Hall has made the last 12 starts, a 6'5 sophomore guard out of Virginia Beach. The Cavaliers are 9-3 when he's in the starting lineup. He averages 4.5 points, 2.5 rebounds per contest. You've also got Isaiah Wilkins in the starting lineup, a 6'7", 230-pound sophomore forward out of Georgia who came up with 8 critical points, 5 rebounds in the game against North Carolina when Virginia got the win here recently. London Prentice is a 6'2 junior guard out of Los Angeles, ACC All-Freshman a couple of years ago, but has a career assist-to-turnover ratio of nearly 3, and he's the leading three-point shooter in the ACC. We all know about Malcolm Brogdon, 6'5 senior guard out of Atlanta, preseason All-American, ACC preseason co-player of the year this year. And also Anthony Gill was a preseason All-ACC second team selection, a 6'8 senior forward out of High Point, North Carolina. Last week was pretty big in the win against North Carolina, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 block shots. For the Clemson Tigers in the backcourt, Avery Holmes, the junior, and then senior Jordan Roper getting the start here on Senior Night, who was named Academic All-ACC for the third time earlier today. At the 3 spot, you've got sophomore Dante Grantham. At the 4, Jerron Blossomgame making his case for first-team All-ACC, averaging 20.4 points per game in league games this year. Senior Landry Noko gets the start at center, 6'10", senior out of Cameroon. Virginia led by head coach Tony Bennett, his 7th year with the Cavaliers, 158 wins, 70 losses, back-to-back ACC regular season champs the last couple of years. Brad Bionell in his 6th year with the Tigers, 106 wins, 85 losses. Clemson wins every day with the right talent in the lineup, and Phillip Staffing will put the right people in your company's lineup too. Go to philipstaffing.com to get blue chip talent today. Time now for tonight's UPS logistics of the game, highlighting the key matchup. Tim Bray, what are we keeping an eye on?
Well, I'm keeping an eye on obviously the two stars. They should go against each other, Malcolm Brogdon and Blossomgame. You just gave their statistics in the first meeting between the two teams. Brogdon had 20 points on 7 of 11 shooting, and Blossomgame had 23 points on 8 of 15 shooting. And the Blossomgame actually won the rebounding 6-3.
Today's logistics of the game are delivered to you by UPS. From figuring it out to getting it done, UPS is here to help. Visit solvers.ups.com to learn more. Our officials tonight on Senior Night, Sean Hall, Tim Comer, and Michael Stevens. 125th meeting all time between Clemson and Virginia. UVA has won 4 in a row in this series. But if you look back to the month of January where Clemson was just fantastic, one of their best performances arguably was a trip to Charlottesville in which they lost by 7 points. We're down by 2 with the ball in the final minute.
Right.
That's a really tough place to get a win. Clemson home, pearly whites with the orange lettering, purple trim. Road blue, tops and bottoms, orange lettering, white trim for UVA. And Anthony Gill taps the ball back to Malcolm Brogdon. He hands off to London Prentice. And Virginia operates from left to right as we're underway in the final home game of the season in downtown Greenville. At the top of the key, it's Wilkins. And a pass down to the post and an early foul called.
Yeah, the point I was going to make was Holmes is guarding Brogdon. And they immediately posted him down low. Look at the height disadvantage in that situation.
6'5 against 6'2. Avery Holmes is tough.
6'2?
Well, that's what they give Avery. And they say Brogdon's 6'5. He could be 6'6. First free throw from Malcolm Brogdon is pure. 92.2% in ACC games at the stripe. That's better than anybody else in the league. He is the all-time free throw leader at Virginia by .0004.
Over Roger Mason Jr.
And he buried both of those to give Virginia 2-0 lead early on. Jordan Roper races up the floor. Those light orange shoes, they almost look pink as he's got it in the left corner, dribbles out to the left wing, and now picks up his dribble against that vaunted Virginia defense. Blossom game tries a straight on three, left it short, rebound Devon Hall, and Virginia brings the ball up the floor with a 2-0 lead here early in this contest. Avery Holmes does have the tough assignment against Malcolm Brogdon, who's been white hot recently, averaged 27 a game last week. On the right wing, it's Hall against a man-to-man defense. He's blanketed by Grantham. A bounce right side to Brogdon. Holmes is botting him up in the man-to-man, 10 on the shot clock. Brogdon backs off, finds a cutting Perenes. A fadeaway long two on the right side is pure. And Perenes, averaging 11.3 points per game, gives Virginia a 4-0 lead 1 minute into the contest. The fourth-ranked team in the country, the 10th most efficient offense in college basketball, according to Ken Pomeroy. Blossom game drives, misses, taps it back, can't get it to go. Third time, not a charm. Hung on the rim for 3 seconds. It fell off, and a rebound for Virginia. 4-0 lead for the Cavaliers. Malcolm Brogdon throws right side over to Hall. Hall defended by Blossom game on this possession. Man-to-man defense right now for the Tigers. Brogdon will feed the left baseline. Fade away from Gill. Rattles it in. 6-0 lead for Tony Bennett's Virginia club, which is 2-for-2 from the floor, 2-for-2 at the line. And that is efficient.
Yeah, they run an efficient offense, and so far they've got nothing but good shots.
Jordan Roper high on the right. Spin a pass to Noko. Senior to senior there. Scoop it over to Blossom game, top of the key. Kick it right side over to Holmes. Low to the ground. Backs off. 2 minutes into the game. 6-0 lead, Virginia. A screen to his left. Noko dribbles into the corner. Picks up his dribble and whips it out to Grantham. 5 on the shot clock. Left point three on the way. A little long. And a rebound for Anthony Gill. And a rough start for the Tigers, who trail 6-0. A little more than 2 minutes gone by here in Greenville. The fourth-ranked team in the country, Virginia, trying to build its resume for a potential one seed at the NCAA tournament. And they're playing really good basketball right now. Right side, Brogdon, fadeaway three is money. It's a 9-0 start for the Virginia Cavaliers.
Like I'm watching the beginning of the Kansas-Texas game from last night.
Yeah. Two similar teams fighting for one seeds here late in the season. Top of the key, it's Roper. Roper to the right point, picks up his dribble, gets it out top to Blossom game. A lob to the post for Noko, a catch. He's bodied up, he'll bounce it left side to Grantham for three. Halfway down, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Noko, missed the layup left for the rim. The Tigers ice cold, they're 0-for-6. Rebound Virginia, 3 minutes gone by, a 9-0 lead for the Cavaliers. Brogdon, jab step, backs off, fade away two. Finally they missed a shot. Rebound Blossom game. Roper up the left sideline, brings it middle of the floor. Tigers need a bucket. Off a screen to his left. Roper a long two. A little long on the shot. Rebound at the foul line. Malcolm Brogdon, and they'll slow things up. They just bleed teams to death by using all 30 seconds on the shot clock with that efficient offense. It's Hall between the rings right now in a 9-0 lead for Virginia. Spin a pass down low, got deflected by Grantham, but still caught by Gill. Fadeaway shot off the mark. It was long. Rebound Roper. Tigers try to push the tempo. Middle of the floor, it's Roper. Low to the ground, accelerates between a couple defenders. He'll try to put up a shot that's rejected away by Brogdon. Way up into the air goes the ball. Gill takes it away for Virginia. A 9-0 lead for the Cavaliers stays intact as Clemson cannot buy a bucket. They're 0-for-8 here to open the game.
And you can see why they're in the top 10 in offense and defensive efficiency. Every shot Clemson's taken has been contested.
It's Perenes. Leonard Perenes from the left point gets to the foul line, and Gill, he shows the ball, drives. Ball rejected away from behind by Dante Grantham into the hands of Holmes. Brings it up the right side, kicks it to Roper. Roper finds Blossom game, top of the key. He drives, leaves it right side. Catch and shoot three for Holmes. Brick. Rebound Virginia. That's 9 straight misses for the Tigers here to open the game. 9-0 lead for Virginia. And if you think about starting 0-for-9, being down 9 isn't really all that bad.
It could be a lot worse.
Left side, a drive by Hall. He'll kick into the corner. Perenes for three. Finds the bottom, and it's 12-0 Virginia. As Virginia's 2-for-2 from the outside. And Perenes is the best in the ACC from beyond the arc. Left wing, it's Grantham. He dribbles into the corner. And a push foul against Devon Hall, and mercifully, we have a timeout. 15:02 to play in the first half. Virginia 12, Clemson nothing. We'll step aside. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
Well, with three kids, it seems like I basically do two things these days. I grocery shop and I drive the kids around. We go to school, the dentist, the pediatrician, they're all playing soccer now. I'm in the car more than I'm out of it. But you know, thankfully, Bilo gets that. They have this thing called Fuel Perks, and it combines the two things I seem to be doing the most of, grocery shopping and driving. I save on gas just by shopping for my groceries. It saves me money on the two things I do the most of. It's perfect.
We have a new player on the court, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And here's the tip. The Coke Zero jumps into the glass. The liquid drives down the lane as the bubbles dribble off the ice. That Coke Zero is looking good. Will he take the shot?
He's done it! Listen to that fizz going absolutely wild. Thousands of bubbles jumping in excitement. That might be the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen.
Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
The University of South Carolina Gamecocks. The Clemson Tigers. These two haven't agreed on much since 1896. And this year, every Carolina-Clemson matchup is part of the inaugural certified SC-grown Palmetto Series. So while Gamecocks and Tigers each support their team, we can all support local farmers by purchasing certified SC-grown products. Follow your team at palmettoseries.com. It's a matter of taste.
Fourth-ranked Virginia has a 12-0 lead over Clemson with 15:02 left to play in the first half. And Tiger fans, for all your grocery needs, visit your local Bilo's store today. Bilo's, the official supermarket of the Clemson Tigers. Well, blitzed out of the gate. Five for Brogdon, five for Parentes, but really more, it's been the inefficiency on the offensive end of the floor that's hurting the Tigers, as Virginia's been, we said it coming into the game. They're the 10th most efficient offense, the 11th most efficient defense nationally. And they've been great on
defense
before.
You know what they are? They're Clemson's football team. Clemson was 10th in the country in defense and 11th in the country in offense this year. And Clemson was that way on both sides of the ball, and that's the way Virginia's basketball team has been this year. The same numbers.
Every time the Tigers win this season, you'll win with Papa John's. The day after every Clemson victory, you receive 50% off your online order at papajohns.com using promo code Clemson50. Offer valid at participating stores, online only. Tigers with some work to do in order to get you half off pizza. As Dante Grantham will inbound the ball with Sidy Jete on the floor now for Landry Noko. We also see Gabe DeVoe check in at this timeout. He's on the floor with Roper as well. Roper has it top of the key, 15 minutes left here in the first half. A 12-0 lead right now for the Virginia Cavaliers. Roper drives the baseline. An acrobatic reverse layup by Jordan Roper, the senior, on senior night. Breaks the scoring spell, and it's 12-2.
Breaks his personal scoring spell. He did not score at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, just 5 points over the last three games for Jordan Roper. Gets it to Brogdon. Brogdon backs off. Gabe DeVoe has the assignment for the moment. Bounce to Parentes. A lob back to Brogdon. A catch. Pump fake. Dribbles between the rings. Now he darts. Backs off. Right wing. Steps into a three. Got it. Right over Jerron Blossom game. 15-2, the Virginia lead. That was well contested by 6'8", Jerron Blossom.
Yeah, that was a fall-away three.
Roper drives left of the painted area, picks up his dribble, whips it out to Jete. Now it's Blossom game, top of the key, defended by Wilkins. He backs his way down into the paint. Leaner on the way is good off the window. JB is now 1-for-5, missed his first four field goal attempts. But his first 2 points of the game helped trim it to 11. 15-4, the Virginia lead over Clemson, and the Tigers go zone.
Yep, Tigers go in zone, which means Coach Brunell has not been impressed with the man-for-man, and there's a throwaway.
That's the first turnover of the game for either team. And quickly, we're going to see a substitution come into the game. Evan Nolte, one of their seniors who missed the Miami game last week with a foot injury, he comes onto the floor, and Isaiah Wilkins will get a breather. Roper, Blossom game, Grantham, Jete, and DeVoe, the five on the floor for the Tigers, who trail by 11, just 6.5 minutes into the game. Gabe DeVoe gets a screen to his right from Jete, dribbles to the right point, picks up his dribble, and leaves it out top to Grantham. Grantham fumbles it, regathers it, throws left side to Blossom game. He'll drive the baseline, closed off by Brogdon. Muscles his way into the paint, gets it out to Jete, now left corner Grantham. He'll drive the baseline, and a bump check foul against Evan Nolte will be the second foul of the game against the Cavaliers. We've got 13-19 on the first half clock. Virginia 15, Clemson 4.
Tigers 2-for-12 from the floor, but they're 2-for-the-last 2.
Yes.
Left side, it's Roper. Roper will dribble all the way up to the top of the key, defended by Mariel Shayok, seeing his first action of the game. DeVoe bounces it right side to Blossom Game. Stays low against Brogdon. Drives, floater, rims around and falls through. And Blossom Game with 4 now on the night as the Tigers get it down to single digits. It's 15-6, and those are the small victories you have to celebrate when you play Virginia, because overcoming a double-digit deficit against them can take a while. A bump check foul against Gabe DeVoe as Malcolm Brogdon drove right into him. And that will be the first foul of the game against the Clemson Tigers.
Tigers went one possession of zone
stretch
defense.
At second.
Got a turnover and then went back to man for man.
Brogdon has the ball at the top. Gets it to Nolte. Now right side, Shayok, defended by Grantham. They feed the post to Brogdon. Out top, Toby along to pinballs out. And a rebound, Sidy Jete. Up the right sideline comes Jordan Roper. Mike Toby, a 7-foot senior center who has range, and he tried that one from about 18 feet. Roper spins a pass down to Jete. Spins, tries to put up a layup and got it to go. Good footwork by Jete getting around the 7-footer. The first 2 post points of the game for the Clemson Tigers. Claw Clemson within 7. It's 15-8. On the right side,
4 of the last 4.
Yep, it's Shayok. Throwing out top to Toby. Now left side, Parentes. Parentes with that high, flat top haircut. Throws out top to Nolte, a catch and shoot 3. Rims off the mark, and now finally Virginia cooling off. The Tigers have made 4 in a row, trying to get back into the game. A 6-0 run for Clemson. Blossom Game, baseline jumper, yes. JB has 6, and the Tigers are within 5 after a miserable start. Clemson getting back in the game, and the well comes to life.
Tigers getting more open shots and good ball movement on offense.
5 for the last 5. Shayok backs off to center circle, chased there by Grantham. Here's Brogdon, a fadeaway right point 3, finds the bottom. Malcolm Brogdon might be the hottest offensive player in the ACC. 28 against Miami, 26 against North Carolina, and already 11 here tonight. 18-10, Virginia leads. Gabe DeVoe dribbles into the corner, bounces beautifully to Jete, who got mugged, counted in a foul from right of the rim, and Sidy Jete will go to the free throw line when we continue here in downtown Greenville. 11-10 to go in the first half. Clemson is within 6 after trailing by as many as 13 early on. It's 18-12 in favor of the 4th-ranked Cavaliers. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
Think about the last time you moved. Remember how you said you'd never do it alone again? We know moving is tough, but at 2 Men in a Truck, we make it easy. No matter the move, big or small, we'll make it a smooth one. We're the movers who care, and we'll prove it with our 96% referral rate and courteous background-checked movers. We're local and affordable, and we can help at a price that won't make you wish you'd done it on your own. When you're ready, give us a call. For home and business moving, call the movers who care. 2 Men in a Truck, 864-329-1228.
Virginia is outscoring Clemson 12-0 from behind the three-point line. Yet the Cavaliers only lead by 6, 18-12. Check this out, Tim. For the first 5 minutes of the game, Clemson was 0-for-10. Over the next 4 minutes, they're 6-for-6. Finally, some shots starting to fall, and they're getting back in the game. 2 great teams are joining forces. Quicken Loans, the nation's largest online mortgage lender, and the Clemson Tigers have teamed up. They're making you the winner. You can go to clemsontigers.com/Quicken Loans to learn how you can win tickets to the 16-17 Clemson basketball season at the new Little John Coliseum. Compliments of Quicken Loans.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen a team go 0-for-10 and then 6-for-6, but thank goodness the Tigers have. But three-point shooting, which Coach Brunell said would be an important factor in this game. Virginia's 4-for-12. Clemson 0-for-4. As you documented, Clemson 8-7 in rebounding. That was a problem for the Tigers in the first meeting. They were out-rebounded by 11 by Virginia in the first meeting.
Sidy Jete to the free throw line to try to polish off a three-point play. He's 2-for-2 tonight. He went 4-for-4 at Georgia Tech and 6-for-8 at NC State. Over the last 3 games, Jete has been very good on the offensive end of the floor. He eyes the rim, bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and buries the free throw to make it 18-13. Virginia's once 13-point lead has been trimmed down to 5. Now the Cavaliers will bring the ball up the floor with Darius Thompson on the floor for the first time tonight. Feeds the All-American Brogdon, who's been nothing short of sensational, and Clemson goes back to a zone defense here. Left side, Shayok. Out top to Thompson. Thompson finds Shayok on the left side. Baseline to Gill on the left corner. Cross-court pass to Brogdon. And on the shot clock. Out top, Thompson. Quick pass into the post to Wilkins. Gets to Brogdon. A three on the way is pure for Brogdon. He's got 14 points, Tim, in the first 9.5 minutes of the game. It's
4 for 4 and threes.
It's 21-13, Virginia. Sidy Jete backs his way down against Gill. Powers his way in with a left shoulder. Lost the ball. It's caught by Blossom Game. Goes up strong. He got mugged. It was either Gill or Wilkins. They're going to give it to Wilkins. And Blossom Game goes to the line for two. And Blossom Game started the game 0-for-4. He's 3 for his last 3. 6 for JB. And he'll go to the line where he's been sensational in ACC play, 83%. He shoots and scores to make it 21-14. Virginia by a touchdown with 10:22 to go in the first half. Introducing the Tex-Mex Bacon Thick Burger. Fire roasted peppers and onions, smoky Santa Fe sauce, and thick cut bacon on a 100% black Angus beef patty new at Hardee's. JB's second free throw gives him 8 on the night and makes it a 21-15 game. The Tigers are 6 for the last 6, and they've polished off 3 free throws on the last 2 possessions as well. Brogdon, bounce pass to Wilkins, baseline jumper, strong, rebound Grantham on the weak side. And he brings the ball up the middle of the floor, finds DeVoe. DeVoe, you can tell he's smelling a three right now. He wants to get a shot off, wraparound pass to Grantham, into the corner for Blossom Game. A jab step against Wilkins. And now he gets it out to Grantham. DeVoe, left point, go over to Holmes, back out top to DeVoe. DeVoe dribbles behind his back, finds Holmes at the left point. Quick feed to the post for Jete, throw out top to JB. Floats it left corner for Holmes. Drives the baseline, and he got fouled on his way up, and they're going to say he traveled. And I'm just a little curious how they came up with that decision, because I thought he was in the air.
I think they're saying he went up and came down and didn't do anything with the ball.
Okay.
Wasn't fouled, didn't have the ball blocked. And here comes Josh Smith and Noko in.
So Josh Smith onto the floor for the, he's going to come in at the next timeout, and he's got that face mask in his left hand that he's about to secure with a broken nose sustained at NC State. Virginia with a basketball and a 21-15 lead. Right side, Brogdon has 14 of their 21. Now Shayok will drive the baseline under the basket, kicks right corner to Thompson, and out top to Brogdon, who fumbled the pass, or else he would have knocked down another three. He squares up from three. That one's short. Tip back is good from, I think that was Wilkins, who was able to tap it back up and in, make it an 8-point game. DeVoe falls down in the front court. Ball rolls over to Holmes. They find Blossom Game. A floater on the way off the mark. Ugly offensive possession there. Shayok will get it up the floor to Thompson. Euro step. Reverse layup off the mark. Tip dunk attempt by Gill won't go. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off Clemson. It goes off the knee of one of the Tigers. And it'll be Virginia basketball with 8:47 to play in the first half. Virginia leading 23-15.
Pretty aggressive follow-up by Gill that time. Surprised he didn't call a rebounding foul.
So Josh Smith with the broken nose face mask checks into the game. It's like Phantom of the Opera out there. He's out there with Holmes, Noko, Grantham, and DeVoe on this senior night 2016. Fourth-ranked team in the country in town. Virginia leading 23-15. Thompson at the right point, drives to the foul line, offers Perenez left side. He's chased out 40 feet by Holmes. Crossover dribble, throws left side over to Devon Hall, who tries a three from the left wing. It's short. Rebound Landry Noko. Tigers want to run up the left sideline. It's DeVoe. He brings it middle of the floor, but Virginia's defense got back. DeVoe from the top of the key. They work it right side over to Grantham. Grantham cross-court pass to Smith. Now to the left corner, DeVoe. DeVoe dribbles toward the top and a foul called against Virginia. They're going to give it to Nolte. And it'll be Clemson basketball after the fifth team foul against Virginia. And the third against Nolte. Well, that's not foul trouble too many Virginia fans are worried about. Nolte averages 9.1 minutes a game. Grantham checks out. Ty Hudson on the floor for the first time tonight. Hudson was great in Atlanta 1 week ago when he scored 8 points in 5 minutes. DeVoe will inbound the ball from the left sideline. He gets it to Avery Holmes at center circle. Brad Brownell claps his hands and calls an offensive play. Josh Smith out top Throw left side to DeVoe. Offers a screen to DeVoe. Circles toward the top. Nice feed to Noko and a flush with two hands from right of the rim. First bucket of the game for Landry Noko. And with 8 minutes to go here in the first half, the Tigers are within six.
We've seen Gabe DeVoe really improve as a passer this year.
I was just going to say the same thing, particularly over the last 2 to 3 games. A foul against Ty Hudson away from the ball and a timeout on the floor with 7:46 to go. Here in the first half, choose an American legend. Check out the Ford F-150 and the Ford Mustang at your Carolina Ford dealer. Proud to be fans and sponsors of Tiger basketball. Ford, go further. 7:46 to go in the first half. Clemson trails fourth-ranked Virginia 23-17. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
You've upgraded from your old flip phone. But what about that old vehicle in your driveway? It's time to get into the new with Ford. New is Ford, America's best-selling brand, because new is the power and performance of available EcoBoost engine technology, and new can practically park itself with available Active Park Assist. So get into the new with Ford, only at your Carolina Ford dealer. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales, January through November.
With CPI Security's InTouch system, you get complete protection, control, and convenience right at your fingertips. Arm your security system, lock your doors, adjust your thermostat, and access video, all from your mobile device. While Clemson is protecting the paint, let CPI protect your home. Call 800-CPI-7191 for a special offer on a complete InTouch security system or visit CPISecurity.com. CPI Security, official partner of Clemson Athletics. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
7:46 to go in the first half. Fourth-ranked Virginia leads Clemson 23-17. Malcolm Brogdon, preseason All-American, won the ACC Player of the Week earlier this year with back-to-back wins against Boston College and Pitt, where he went 8-for-10 from three-point range. He's 4-for-5 tonight, Tim, 14 points. And there's a thing called the zone. I think Malcolm Brogdon might be in it. He's been playing fantastic the last 2.5
games. Yeah, he has at least 20 points each of the last three games. And 4-for-5, as you said, so far tonight on threes. In fact, he had 14 points in the first 9 minutes and 29 seconds of this game.
You can feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan. A proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup. Nissan, innovation that excites. And if you've got one, fill her up at Marathon. We serve a lot more than customers. We serve communities. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Virginia with the basketball and a 6-point lead. Malcolm Brogdon back into the game after about 20 seconds of rest. He's got 14 points this evening. Had 28 at Miami last week, 26 in the win against North Carolina. And from the left point, he feeds Parentes. Left elbow, work it down to Gill. Gill tries to back his way in against Smith. Spin move into the paint. Flirt with right hand off the mark. Ball volleyballed around, and Jordan Roper takes it away out of the left corner. Brings it middle of the floor for the Tigers, who trail by 6. They've been down by as many as 13 early in this game. Double screen to his left. Roper picks up his dribble and gets it out to Smith. Smith finds DeVoe on the right wing. Deep, he's chased out to the paw. Find Hudson, now into the left corner for Roper. 10 on the shot clock. Bounce pass to Noko, who fumbles it along the baseline. He's able to corral it. Power dribble into the paint. Baby hook is good. Landry Noko has 4 tonight, and the Tigers are within 4, 23-19.
Landry was 7-for-9 against Virginia in the first game.
Noko 2-for-3. Jete 2-for-2. The bigs have a little something cooking here tonight. And finally, this crowd has something to cheer about. After falling behind 15-2 in this game, Clemson is within 4. Brogdon posts up, gets it out to Gill. Left side, Hall. Back down to the blocks for Jared Reuter, the freshman, into the game. Muscles up a shot over Noko, off the mark. Nice challenge by Landry. And Noko also gets the rebound. Ahead to DeVoe. DeVoe gets a screen to his left from Noko. Picks up his dribble, needs help, and yep, there it is. A travel called against Clemson. He kind of
got bumped into it.
It's true. It was a lot of contact, but definitely drug the pivot foot there. And it'll be several substitutions coming in at this whistle. Avery Holmes onto the floor along with Dante Grantham, Landry Noko, Jordan Roper, and Jaron Blossingame. Starting five for the Tigers, who Tim started 0 for 10 in this game. They've made 8 of their last 9.
Yeah. And Holmes is back on Brogdon.
And we'll see if Brogdon tries to post up with that height advantage. That's what he did early in the game. They get it down to Toby, the 7-footer, double team poked away from behind by Blossingame. The ball's loose on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds back to the Clemson Tigers with 5:58 to go in the first half. And that was quick, cat-like reflexes from Jaron Blossingame to come up from behind and poke that ball loose from the 7-footer. And so a 23-19 Virginia lead, an opportunity for the Tigers to pull within one possession since the opening, for the first time since the opening tap.
Clemson kind of did what Virginia does to opponents, and they double downed on the post and forced Toby into a turnover.
Jordan Roper walks the ball off the floor. High post, Noko. Right point, Blossingame. Left point, Grantham. Grantham dribbles over to the right point. Offers out top to Blossingame. Lobs it left side to Roper. Catch and shoot, three, rims off. Rebound, Wilkins. It was a good look for Jordan Roper. Couldn't quite find the bottom. He's 1 for 4 tonight. And the Cavaliers bring the ball off the floor with a 23-19 lead. Brogdon, quick pass down low to Wilkins. He missed the layup from left of the rim, but a foul on Landry Noko will be his first. And I think the third against Clemson. Scratch out the fourth.
He got him on the arm. Wilkins with a bucket in this game. He's got just two double-figure scoring games all year, but one was against Clemson in the first meeting.
67% free thrower, misses the first attempt. 67%, pretty good for a bigger guy. Stepson of Dominique Wilkins will try a second, and he knocks it down. 24-19, Clemson within a manageable 5-point deficit after trailing by 13 early on. Noko high post. Right side over to Grantham. Top of the key, Blossingame returns it to Grantham at the paw. He's 30 feet out. Screen to his left from Noko. A double team comes. He feeds Roper on the right wing. Spin a pass down to Noko. Double team the post, and he throws it away. Perenes with the interception up the right sideline, and he'll slow things up. Third turnover of the game for the Tigers. First on Landry Noko. Perenes off a screen. Offers on the screen. Pick and pop. And a jump shot missed off the mark by Toby. From about 17 feet, Grantham brings the ball off the floor for the Tigers. 24-19 is the score. Blossingame into the paint. Muscles up a shot. He was sent to the deck there by Toby. Nope, they're going to give the foul to Wilkins. That'll be his second. Blossingame has free throws coming. Already 8 early on tonight for JB, who scored 33 at NC State, 22 at Georgia Tech.
But nice to see him get to the line. He only had one free throw at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, the Tigers only went 3 for 5 in Atlanta. And that was one of the big differences in the game, and a 2-point loss to the Yellow Jackets. Only get 5 free throw attempts for a team in Clemson that really shoots the free throw very well. Blossingame with the kind home roll on that one to pull within 4, 24-20.
It was the worst free throw attempt of the season for Blossingame that went in. That wasn't even close, and somehow he got in there.
Second free throw off the mark, and a one-handed rebound by the 7-footer, Mike Colby. Toby. Into the other direction comes Virginia. Right side, Brogdon. He's got an early 14 tonight. 4 for 5 from the outside, several of those contested. Bounces over to Devon Hall. Hall finds Perentes. Lobs it right side to Hall. Dribbles behind his back, screen to his left from Gill. Hall picks up his dribble, throws to the top, and Toby gets it down to Gill for an easy layup right of the rim. Anthony Gill averaging 14 points per game. He's the 22nd leading scorer in the ACC. Those are his first two. And Virginia's lead back up to a half dozen at 26-20. Grantham feeds the post, Noko. There's the double team. Noko dribbles all the way out to the three-point line. Now Holmes gets it to the right corner for Blossingame. Back out to Holmes. Refeed Blossingame. A three on the way is money. Jaron Blossingame has a dozen tonight. The Tigers have made 9 of the last 11 shots. Blossingame's triple pulls Clemson within 3.
That's the first 3 of the night for the Tigers.
26-23. And the fourth-ranked Cavaliers are getting a little heat now. Right side, Hall drives the baseline. Oh, an acrobatic reverse layup by Devon Hall, the sophomore out of Virginia Beach. Has started 12 straight games and is really maturing in his second season under Tony Bennett. Pushes the lead back up to 5, 28-23. Holmes top of the key. Whips it left side to Roper. Low to the ground. Spins a pass to Noko. Noko dribbles out to the three-point line again. Keeps getting pushed out there. Bounces to Roper. Drives the baseline. Runs all over the paint. And then bounces inside. It's intercepted. Noko pokes it away. And the officials are going to reset the shot clock.
They should, because... and Sanford Rogers, our shot clock operator, did reset it, and he should have, because Virginia clearly had possession of the ball.
And the stoppage of play brings us to a media timeout. 2:58 to go in the first half. It's Virginia 28, Clemson 23. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
What do you know about natural gas? You may know it's the cleanest burning fossil fuel, but it's also one of the most energy efficient and safest fuels in America, and there's an abundant supply. Natural gas emits very few pollutants in the atmosphere, and because it burns cleanly, it doesn't leave behind unpleasant soot, ash, or odors. Switching to natural gas eliminates storage tanks and the threat for spills, contamination, and costly cleanup. Visit Fort Hill Natural Gas Authority online at fhnga.com or call the office nearest you to learn how to make the switch.
Well, you got a couple of potential first-team All-ACC guys going toe-to-toe right now. Malcolm Brogdon with 14, Jerron Blossom game with 12. Fourth-ranked Virginia leads Clemson by 5, 28-23 on senior night here in downtown Greenville. Coming up during the Solid Orange Halftime Report, we'll take a look at the stats and the Verizon out-of-town scoreboard. That's all coming up on the Solid Orange Halftime Report. So the question is, Timber A, who else is going to step up in this game? And that might be the difference.
Right, because you're right, it's kind of been a wash so far. For some reason, Virginia, the last 10 minutes, Brogdon's only gotten one shot. And the Tigers have played pretty much a straight man-for-man, either DeVoe or Holmes guarding him. And now, interesting that Holmes and DeVoe are both in the game at the same time.
I may be off on this, but I've only got Clemson as shooting 5 field goal attempts over the last 9 minutes on the floor. Just shows you the pace at which this game can kind of get played.
I think that's right, actually.
Inbounds the basketball. Roper, Holmes, DeVoe on the floor all together with Blossom game and Noko. And the Tigers down by 5, drawing up a play out of this timeout. Blossom game feeds Holmes between the rings. He's defended by Shayoff. A screen to his right. Feeds DeVoe, left point. Bounce pass goes 5, hole on Blossom game, and into the paint. Rolls straight to Anthony Gill, the fourth turnover of the game against Clemson. Scratch that, 5th against the Tigers. Give the ball back to Virginia. Malcolm Brogdon, who drives, got challenged by Noko and missed the layup. Rebound Clemson. Tigers up the floor. DeVoe along 2. Rims out, and a foul away from the ball is going to go against Virginia. Not sure who.
Blossom game got knocked to the deck.
That's the 7th team foul against Virginia, and the foul goes against Shayok, his first. Blossom game will get a 1-1. He's 3-for-4 at the stripe tonight. 12 for JB. Think about what he's done in the first half of games recently. You know, he had 33 at NC State, but he had 17 of his 22 in the first half at Georgia Tech. He's got 13 after that free throw to pull within 4. Local Allstate agents are proud to support the Tigers. Call or stop by the offices of Tony Long in Anderson or Angela DeVore in Greenville today. Second free throw good for Blossom game as well, who keeps the right arm extended after the shot. And Clemson again is within 3, 28-25. Virginia burst out of the gates to a 15-2 lead in this one, led mostly by Malcolm Brogdon, who has 14 first half points. Blossom game now has 14 to help catch the Tigers up. They're within 3. Gill on the baseline. Gets it out to Hall. Refeeds Gill on the baseline. A give and go to Hall. Missed the layup. Gets his own rebound. Lobs to Gill at the foul line. Gill fumbles it. Tries to toss it right side. Got knocked out of bounds by DeVoe. And with 26 on the timer, 1:48 for the half, Virginia will inbound from the right sideline. 28-25, the Cavalier lead. They're 5-for-8 from 3, while Clemson is 1-for-6 from beyond the arc. And that was one of our keys in this game. Malcolm Brogdon, a big reason for that. He's 4-for-5 from 3, and he has the ball outside the arc right now. Got to defend him 30 feet out. He's kind of like Steph Curry tonight. And now a foul away from the ball against Clemson. They're going to give it to Gabe DeVoe. That'll be his second. Grantham springs off the bench. He'll check into the game. Sophomore for sophomore on the substitution. That means Clemson's starting five is on the floor with 1:37 left in the half. 28-25 Virginia. Perenez inbounds to Shayok. Out top to Hall. Defended by a low crouching 6'8 Grantham. Now Brogdon. Man-to-man defense. Holmes has him. Perenez a straight on three. Nothing but net. London Perenez 2 for 2 from the outside tonight. He has 8 points. The ACC's leading sharpshooter from downtown. 52% on the season. Lead back up to 6 for Virginia. On the right side, dribbling to the top of the key, Roper. Quick bounce pass inside to Blossom Game, and he feeds Snoko for a dunk with both hands right of the rim. That is crisp ball movement from the Tigers.
Absolutely. That looked like a straight design play.
A nice wraparound assist for Jerron Blossom Game. 31-27, Virginia by 4. Shayok to Gill on the baseline. Squares up against Noko. Got Noko in the air. Drives by him and dunks with one hand. That was a nice move by Anthony Gill.
No reason for Noko to leave his feet that far from the basket, though.
Clemson in the other direction. 30 seconds left in the half. Roper will get it left corner to Holmes. Back out top to Blossom Game. Now at the right point, Grantham. Right wing over to Roper. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stops. Picks up his dribble. Wrap around pass to Noko. Kicks left side. Grantham for three. Rims off. Rebound Virginia. They can hold for the last shot with 15 to play in the half. 33-27, the fourth-ranked Cavaliers have led wire to wire. London Perenez, screen to his right, straight on three, long, and a long rebound for Perenez. At the end of the half, we'll be off the mark, and we go into the locker room with Virginia leading by a half dozen. 33-27, the Cavaliers with the advantage. Coming up, the Solid Orange Halftime Report. We'll get a check of the first half highlights, first half stats, and what else is going on in college basketball on this, the first day of the month of March. It's the Solid Orange Halftime Report, Virginia leading by 6. This is Solid Orange Clemson Basketball from Learfield. Back at Bon Secours Wellness Arena, start of the second half. Fourth-ranked Virginia 33, Clemson 27. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Solid Orange Clemson Basketball from Learfield. Now it's time for the Selective Insurance second half response. Tim, what do the Tigers need to change?
Well, it sounds a little bit crazy when you're down 6, but in a way it's keep doing what you're doing, because Clemson's actually outscored Virginia by 6 over the last 15 minutes of the first half. But the Tigers have got to get up on the boards a bit. Second chance points are 7-0 in favor of Virginia. And I think they got to go to down low to Noko a little bit more. He's 10 for 13 now in three halves against Virginia this year.
The Tigers' second half response is brought to you by Selective. Response is everything. Learn more at selective.com. This is not an official stat, Tim, but I think this is the first Clemson game this year where neither team used their use it or lose it timeout in the first half. So trim one off of both totals, and both teams with 3 timeouts remaining in the game. It's Virginia 33, Clemson 27. As we get ready to start the second half. As you referenced with the three-point shooting statistic, Malcolm Brogdon, a 4 for 5 from the outside in the first half. Number 15 has been sensational over the last 2.5 games. He had 28 in the win loss at Miami last Monday, 26 in the win against North Carolina, and he has 14 in the first half here tonight. Tigers have the basketball first to open up the second half. Moving from left to right here at the well, it's Dante Grantham splitting defenders over to Roper. Now Blossom Game in the corner. Drives the baseline, goes up strong! A reverse highlight jam with the right hand from Blossom Game, and the Tigers are within 4.
Wow. I thought he was just going to lay it off the board. He just did a windmill dunk.
33-29. And that woke up the well in a hurry. A lob to Brogdon under the hoop. He's chased out there by Holmes. They'll lob it back out top to Hall. 6 to shoot. A little screen and roll. Wilkins got fouled from behind there by Noko. His second of the ball game. That was a good foul. He prevented an easy bucket. And free throws are coming for Isaiah Wilkins, who's 67% on the season, but 1 for 2 tonight.
Only the second on Landry.
A baseline drive on the right side from Blossom Game. He went up for what we all thought was going to be a reverse layup. And that first free throw off the mark from Wilkins. And you're right, it was essentially a windmill dunk. Where he just kept going. We've seen that from JB this year. Second free throw, good. Blossom Game has times where you think he's going to either put up a floater or a layup. And he ends up punching one home. 5-point lead for Virginia, 34-29. Right corner, Blossom Game, three, yes! 19 for Blossom Game. Tigers within two, 34-32.
Close as it's been since 2-0.
And the fourth-ranked Cavaliers are starting to feel a little pressure for the first time in this game. Parentes off the catch, lobs it to Hall right side. A screen to his left from Wilkins. He feeds Wilkins. Baseline jumper. Short, an air ball. Partially blocked by Blossom Game. Caught under the basket by Holmes. Brings it up the floor. Grantham from the left point. Tigers can tie or take their first lead of the game here. Right side, Roper. Screen to his left from Noko. Stops at the top of the key. And throws over to Grantham. Left side, it's Holmes. At the foul line extended, pushes over to Roper at the right point. Right corner, Grantham now, who has not scored yet in the game. Brings it to the right point, whips it down low to Noko, back out to Grantham, feeds Holmes, the ball got poked away by Parentes, five to shoot. Holmes drives, floater on the way, pinballs out. Rebound Parentes for Virginia. They'll try to push the tempo with Hall, but Clemson's defense got back. 2 minutes into the second half, Clemson's here to play against number four Virginia. It's a two-point game. 34-32, Cavaliers, ball poked away by Holmes, one-on-one against Brogdon, a layup off the mark, hustle play by Grantham to try to get the offensive rebound, but Brogdon took it away. He lobs ahead to Wilkins, handoff back to Brogdon. I think Avery anticipated contact on that missed layup, and he slaps his hands together out of frustration. 34-32, Virginia still leads. They've led wire-to-wire so far. Gill on the baseline against Landry Noko, fadeaway jumper off the mark. Rebound, Avery Holmes. Gets it ahead to Roper. Tigers slow up the tempo. Third. Brad Brownell, two fingers in the hand with the right air to call the play.
Third possession with a chance to tie.
Left side, Grantham, out top Roper. Roper low to the ground, refeeds Grantham into the left corner. Holmes for the lead. Halfway down and rimmed out. Rebound, Hall.
He's had three straight shots to tie or take the lead.
Avery Holmes 0 for 4 tonight. Brogdon to Wilkins. Right side, Hall feeds Brogdon. Layup on the way. Missed it. Ball got knocked out of bounds by Virginia. Good alteration of the shot by Landry Noko. And I wonder if they're maybe possibly going to give him a block there. We'll have to wait for the update on the stat monitor. I don't think they will.
I don't think so.
And so he's still one shy of Dale Davis for fifth on the all-time list. So
Grantham comes out. DeVoe comes in.
16:45 left in the second half. Number four, Virginia, 34. Clemson, 32. Right side, Blossom Game has 19 of the 32 points for Clemson. Roper to Grantham. Grantham left point, out top to Blossom Game. Directing traffic with his right hand, throws right side to Roper. Roper, top of the key, bounce pass inside to Noko. Back to the basket, kicks to Blossom Game for the lead. Yes! 22 for JB. Clemson leads fourth-ranked Virginia by a point. Timeout Cavaliers. 16:14 to go. A long way left at the well. But the Tigers are finally over the hump. After trailing 15-2 early on, Clemson has fought all the way back. They have the lead. And a fun one still to go here in downtown Greenville tonight. Let's step aside. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
Today, we're grabbing a few Bud Lights to talk about the serious issues, like fracking. Fracking is a complicated topic, but let's be honest and say what we're all thinking. It's called fracking. How can we have a serious debate if no one can take the word seriously? Once we stop calling fracking fracking, we can have a productive grown-up conversation about fracking. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
We have a new player on the court, and he's going to try Coke Zero for the first time. And here's the tip. The Coke Zero jumps into the glass. The liquid drives down the lane as the bubbles dribble off the ice. That Coke Zero is looking good. Will he take the shot?
He's done it! Listen to that fizz going absolutely wild. Thousands of bubbles jumping in excitement. That might be the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Coke Zero. You don't know zero till you've tried it.
The South Carolina Education Lottery has transferred more than $3.8 billion for educational opportunities here in the Palmetto State. Clemson University students have been awarded more than 87,000 lottery-funded scholarships and grants since 2002. For a detailed breakdown of lottery-funded programs, visit the lottery's website. It's sceducationlottery.com.
.16-14 to go in the second half. It's 35-34. Clemson leads Virginia. The Cavaliers have been scoreless for the last 3 minutes and 2 seconds. They've had some decent looks, but as hot as they were, hot as a pistol to start the first half, they're 0-for-3 to open up the second half. And Clemson on a 6-0 run. Jahron Blossom game. When we said it in Atlanta, he might be playing his way to the NBA draft. He's got 22 of the 35 for the Tigers here tonight.
He missed his first four. So that means he's 7 of his last 8 because he's 7 for 12 at the game. 3 for 4 on threes, including a pair in the second half.
Well, it's been a great effort by Clemson to fight back. They trailed 15-2 in this game. And it sucked a lot of the emotion and life out of this building early on. But the Tigers have clawed back. Good defense, really, if you think about it. Brogdon had 14 in the first 10 minutes of the game. He's been scoreless over the next 14 minutes. We'll see what the Tigers do defensively here. It's Gabe DeVoe who's chasing around the All-American right now. Brogdon has the ball on the left wing. He throws out top to Perenes. For the first time tonight, the Tigers have the lead. Brogdon, left side over to Hall. Little jab step. Feeds Gill. Now Perenes with 5 to shoot. Coming off the screen. Throws right side. Shayok, 2 to shoot. Throws up a 3 and finds the bottom. Virginia is 7 for 11 from 3 tonight, and they've got a 2-point lead, 37-35. A shot clock beating 3-pointer for Shayok, his first points of the night. Noko into the paint. Blossom game got fouled on his way up, and he'll go to the line for 2 on the other side of this timeout. 15-33 to go in the second half. It's Virginia 37, Clemson 35. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
Every day, the Clemson Tigers take the court with talent at every position. The right people in the right positions. That's the key to winning on the court and in the office. When your business needs talented human resources, manufacturing, clerical, or technical personnel, Phillips Staffing will help you build your team. Or if you are a winner who's looking to join the right team, go to PhillipsStaffing.com today. That's PhillipsStaffing.com. Phillips Staffing, building winning teams for successful businesses.
.37-35, Virginia leads Clemson by 2. Find exactly what you're looking for, no matter where you are, with the fully redesigned YP app and YP.com website. Connect with 18 million businesses, one app, one site. YP, the new way to do. What you do if you're Clemson is keep giving the ball to Jahron Blossom game, who has 22 of the 35 points for the Tigers tonight. And he's going to the line for 2 right now. And he's 5 for 6 at the stripe.
As I said during a break to you guys, one of the weird notes we have going is the last time a Clemson player had at least 50% of his team's points was Sherron Wright against Virginia in 1994, and Sherron's at the game tonight. Not only is it against the same team, but Sherron is here. I think just the second game he's been able to come through this year.
This Virginia Cavalier team is trying to make a case for a one seed at the NCAA tournament. They've got very impressive wins. They beat North Carolina. They beat West Virginia by 16. They beat Villanova by 11. This is the fourth-ranked team in the country. Their RPI is 4. Their BPI is 3. But yet they're 11-5 in the ACC, only 2 games better than Clemson. Blossom game to shoot a pair. It rattles around and falls through. First foul of the game on Anthony Gill, leading into the timeout. And the first foul of the half against Virginia as well. A second free throw coming for Blossom game. Shoots and left it short. Rebound Gill. And Virginia's 1-point lead will find them with the basketball back. Blossom Game is now defending Brogdon as the Tigers switch up ways to try to stop the All-American who had 14 in the first half. Brogdon out top, blanketed by Blossom Game. Brogdon drives and lays it up. He drove right by JB. Three-point lead, Virginia. Right side, Grantham out top, JB. Left side, DeVoe. DeVoe dribbles to the top of the key. Right point, Grantham. Right corner, Roper. Roper hops his way out to the right point. Screen to his right from Noko. Reverses it to DeVoe. Now Grantham at the left point. Bounce pass into the corner for Blossom Game. Backs his way down against Brogdon. Blossom Game will get it into the corner for Roper. Quick pass out to DeVoe. Four to shoot. Oh, too unselfish. He tried to thread the needle to Noko with three on the shot clock. Should have went up strong with it.
Yeah.
That's a turnover. The sixth of the game for Clemson. And Virginia gets it back with a three-point lead, 39-36. Shayok throws out top, nearly intercepted by Roper. Parentes a floater to the left side for Gill, who catches it on the ground. Rejected by Landry Noko. Up the floor comes Jordan Roper. He'll throw left side to DeVoe. A square up three is off the heel of the iron and a rebound for Virginia. And that last block by Landry Noko, the 210th in his career, ties him for fifth all-time with Dale Davis as a Clemson Tiger.
Pretty good guy to be tied with.
That's a good senior night for Landry. Straight on three, Perenes off the mark. Rebound, Grantham poked away by Brogdon. And then DeVoe did well to slap it out of his hands over to Roper. Tigers with the ball down by three, 39-36. Fourth-ranked team in the country in town for senior day. Ball got poked away. Grantham to the deck to corral it. He bounces over to DeVoe. 16 on the shot clock as Clemson resets. They'll throw it right side to Roper, who's standing on the paw. And now waits for a screen from Noko. Got it to his left. Darts to his left. Stops top of the key. Crossover dribble. Into the paint. Backs off. Fadeaway jumper. Rims out. Ball volleyballed around. Noko can't quite corral it. Shayok comes away with it for Virginia as the Cavaliers maintain a three-point lead.
So many good opportunities.
Roper 1-for-5 tonight. Gill out top. Right wing Shayok. Drives on Blossom Game. And the layup falls off the rim. Both teams struggling on the offensive end. And with 13 minutes left in this game, Clemson has the ball within 3 points.
Boston Game 3-for-3 in the second half. The rest of the Tigers 0-for-5.
Wow. Grantham feeds Blossom Game on the baseline. Backs his way down against the double team. Had the ball poked away by Gill out of bounds. And with 9 on the shot clock, Clemson will inbound it with Sidy Jete and Avery Holmes checking into the game for Roper and Noko. Clemson 1-for-the-last-6 from the floor after Blossom Game's quick start to the half. Inbounds goes to Holmes. Holmes looking for a screen from Jete. Throws out top. Blossom Game, NBA 3 off the heel of the iron. Long rebound to Shayok. I think Jete took a little too long to set the screen there. And you heard Brad Brownell calling for Sidy to get up to the top of the key and help out Holmes. Here's Brogdon on a drive. Closed off by DeVoe. Throws out top to Shayok and now Hall at the left point. Hall dribbles between the rings. Feeds into the corner for Shayok. Crosses over Blossom Game. Drives the baseline. Poked away by Blossom Game. The ball's loose and picked up by Brogdon. Shoots a deep three. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds and back to Clemson with 12-13 to play.
I can't believe that. An air ball. He was wide open.
Brogdon was 4-for-5 from the outside before that air ball. Now 4-for-6. And hopefully this crowd will remind him of that every time he touches the ball for the final 12-13. Virginia 39, Clemson 36. And the Tigers bring the ball to the floor with Darius Thompson checking into the game now for the Cavaliers. Right side, DeVoe. Bounce out top to Jete, and he'll refeed DeVoe at the top of the key. Look down low on the screen and roll to Jete, who fumbles it out of bounds. And back to Virginia and a timeout on the floor. 11:59 to go. That's the seventh turnover of the game for the Clemson Tigers. Neither team has scored in the last 2 minutes and 58 seconds. Virginia 39, Clemson 36. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
At Verizon, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated. So, we're introducing one simple plan. Just pick the size that works best for you. From small, medium, large, and extra large. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees, then switch it up whenever you want. Unlimited talk and text are even included. The simple way to get the best network. Verizon. Learn more at VZW.com. Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon Wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Do you work for a company that's committed to improving the upstate? If the answer is yes, you just might work for ScanSource. And because ScanSource is deeply committed to our community, they're partnering with Clemson Athletics to do even more to make the upstate even better. In the coming year, ScanSource and Clemson will look for new opportunities to help improve upstate schools, to create and support new education initiatives that emphasize students, and to encourage neighbors and strangers alike to achieve what they might only have dreamed. Till now. ScanSource and Clemson, teaming up and giving back.
Around here, orange and regalia are more than just colors, and Clemson is more than just a university. It's home. At Quicken Loans, we get that. We know there's power in being part of the home team. It's why our home loan experts treat you like family, provide you with the latest mortgage technology, and make you feel at home. A proud mortgage partner of Clemson Athletics. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Senior night 2016 on the first day of March. Fourth-ranked Virginia in town. And the Cavaliers lead Clemson 39-36. Neither team has scored over the last 3 minutes and 12 seconds on the updated numbers, Tim. And so I'll tell you, if you would have told me with 12 minutes to play in the game, DeVoe, Holmes, and Grantham would have combined for 0 points, I'd say we'd be in big-time trouble. Thank you, JB, for 23.
Well, look at the second half. Yeah, Vlasic is the only one to score. He's actually scored 15 of Clemson's last 17 points, including all 9 in the first 8 minutes of the second half.
Roost is proud to support Clemson basketball. Be sure to visit Roost Restaurant before or after the game for handcrafted food and cocktails. Located in downtown Greenville on Noma Square, just a short walk from here, Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Virginia has the ball. 7 turnovers for the Tigers tonight, but it seems like they've all kind of come at opportunities when Clemson had a great chance to tie the game or take the lead. The Tigers actually did reclaim the advantage for one brief moment.
One possession at the 16-16 mark.
But Virginia jumped out to a 15-2 lead and led the entire first half. A quick pass from the top of the key to Toby, down low to Brogdon. Brogdon with the easy bucket. He's got 18 on the night now, and it's 41-36. Roper to Blossom game. Right side, DeVoe. DeVoe off a screen, brings it to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, spins a pass to Blossom game. Muscles up a shot right of the rim. Got it. And a foul called against Toby. That'll be his first. Blossom game has 25. And with 11:29 to go, Clemson again within 3 at 41-38. Blossom game's career high is 33. Came just a few games ago at NC State. The junior has been nothing short of sensational. Free throw, good. 41-39. The blue-clad Cavaliers, ranked 4th in the land, bring the ball to the floor from right to left. Darius Thompson, top of the key, defended by Holmes for the moment. DeVoe has the assignment on Brogdon, the All-American, who has 18. Left side, Hall darts to the elbow and then offers outside to Thompson. Thompson feeds the post and Toby, backing his way in against Sidy Jouté. Power dribble, poked away by Holmes, taken away by Jouté. Here's Roper, flying up the middle of the floor. Left side, Blossom game, attacks the glass, and he was fouled on a block by Shayok.
Ooh, he kind of threw his arm in disgust towards the referee, but I don't think the referee saw it.
That's the third foul of the half against the Virginia Cavaliers. Second foul on Shayok. Roper checks out of the game.
Boy, it sure looked like he was going to the hoop for a shot. It's going to be out of bounds.
Hall checks out for Virginia. Grantham slaps the ball, gets it into the corner for Jouté. Out top to Blossom game in a 2-point contest. Right side, Holmes. Out top, DeVoe. Left side, Grantham for the lead. Yes! First points of the game for Dante Grantham. 42-41 Clemson. Malcolm Brogdon brings the ball up the floor. Right side, Shayok. Between the rings, he'll throw left side to Brogdon. Brogdon into the paint. Right wing, Shayok. Pump fake on a shot. Backs off.
She'll feed the post for Wilkins. There's Jeté on the catch. Good defense. Slips and falls. Taken away by Blossom Game. Tigers have 3-on-2. Left side Grantham. Back to Blossom Game. Refeeds Grantham. Drives the baseline. Stutter step. Partially blocked. Shot goes up. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be the Tigers' possession with 10-10 to go. Clemson leading by a point. Toby out of the game. Anthony Gill comes back in. Preseason All-ACC second team has been pretty good tonight. Gill on the evening, 6 points. Hasn't shot a great percentage, but he's got 6 rebounds. He's been effective.
See the importance of Virginia for Parentes. When he went out, the Tigers were down 5. Now they're up 1 when he comes back in.
Jete hands off to Holmes. Holmes will attack the glass. He lost it on his way up. Again, I think anticipating contact. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll be Virginia basketball with Clemson leading by a point, 42-41.
I had you thought there should have been a foul there. 10 minutes to go.
We've got a good one in downtown Greenville tonight. Fourth-ranked team in the country on the ropes. Parentes high on the left. Looks inside. Finds Gill. Spins into Jete. They work the ball around the perimeter. Right side, Shayok. Missed the jump shot. Offensive rebound, Gill. His 7th board of the game. Splits defenders, attacking the glass. Stuck under the basket. Busts up a shot. Blocked by Jete. Offensive rebound, Gill. The ball got knocked out of bounds. And they're giving it to the Cavalier.
Yeah, Holmes hit the ball away on his way up. I don't know about 3 seconds of traveling before then, but 22 seconds on the clock.
9:34 for the game. 42-41 Tigers on a 6-0 run right now. Thompson, right side, Shayok. Shows the ball, holds it high, brings it low, and throws out top to Gill. Now Parentes, curling off a screen. Picks up his dribble, lobs down low to Gill, and a foul called against Clemson. They give it to Grantham. That's his first.
And the ball had been thrown out of bounds, too, by Parentes.
In football, that is called an uncatchable pass and no pass interference. In basketball, they go ahead and give you the foul.
Virginia gets the ball and a new shot clock.
Second foul of the half against the Tigers. Parentes will check it in from low on the left. Lob it out to Brogdon, who has 18 tonight. He drives. Tigers by a point. Left side, Parentes for 3. Short. Someone get a rebound. Parentes was able to take it away. Got poked away from Parentes. Darius Thompson. He's able to corral it for the Cavaliers. A long possession for Virginia as they've gotten a couple of cracks at it. Brogdon out top. Drives by DeVoe. Blocked by Jete on the layup attempt. And now it's center court. A collision and a foul called. And they're going to give it to Grantham. That's his second. And Grantham is complaining. And Blossom Game with the leadership is telling him to pick his head up and get back in the game. Tigers lead by a point. And that's Blossom Game going all the way out to center court to grab his sophomore teammate and say, let's go, get a stop. Brogdon between the rings, throws left side to Hall. 8:48 for the game. Clemson 42, Virginia 41. Drive inside by Gill. He attacks the glass, a foul called against Clemson. And Gill will go to the line. After a foul against Sidy Jete, that's his first, and the team's 4th.
2 shots for Gill.
Anthony Gill, a 71% free throw shooter, was really big last week. He had 4 block shots and 10 rebounds in the game at Miami. 15 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks in the win over North Carolina. He shoots the first free throw and ties the game at 42. Gill has 7 points tonight to go with his 8 rebounds. For unbeatable service and great rates, check out Favorites from Farm Bureau Insurance. Score a quote today at favorites.com. That's FAVERATES.com. Second free throw is good by Gill, and Virginia reclaims the lead. 43-42. They do it by going 1 for the last 9 shots from the floor. But those 2 free throws were big from Anthony Gill. Tigers bring the ball to the floor. Holmes will bounce it to Blossom Game, who has 26 tonight. A jab step, a drive on Brogdon. He got mugged by Brogdon, and you got to call that foul. A wraparound hold-down foul that could have been intentional. Brogdon picks up his first foul of the game. And with 8:25 to go, the Tigers will inbound the basketball. And the officials are doing a good job here of calling the players together and trying to get a little bit of chippiness under control. Virginia 43, Clemson 42, 8:25 for the game.
Blossom Game was trying to say he was shooting.
Grantham gets it into the corner. Blossom game working against the All-American Brogdon. Holmes, left side to Grantham. Grantham feeds Jete. Jete will hand off to Holmes at the left point. Over to Blossom game, top of the key, right side DeVoe. DeVoe circles towards the top. Left elbow, jumper on the way, rattles it in. First points of the game for Gabe DeVoe. Gives the lead back to the Tigers, 44-43. Under eight to play, Clemson leads the fourth-ranked team in the country. Left wing Hall, pump fake on a shot. Throws out top Perenes. He feeds Hall. Hall cutting into the paint. Back out to Perenes at the right point. Now Hall, top of the key. Chucks a three and swishes it. Hall has five tonight. Devon Hall only averages 4.5 a game. And those 5 points help give the lead back to Virginia, 46-44.
8 for 15 on threes for the Cavaliers.
Good ball handling by Holmes. He feeds Blossom game. Drives, kicks. Grantham for three. Short. Rebound slapped away by Perenes. 7:15 to go. Cavaliers with the ball and a two-point advantage. 46-44. Malcolm Brogdon has 18 tonight. He has the ball. He's defended by DeVoe. Finds a cutting Perenes for three. Off the mark to the right. Rebound. Blossom game. His fourth board of the contest. To go with 26 points. DeVoe brings the ball up the floor. Feeds Blossom game back to DeVoe. And now the Tigers set their offense into motion. NBA three, DeVoe! Oh, he hit it! 5 for DeVoe! Tigers back to the lead by one, 47-46.
You might remember DeVoe had a great game on senior night last year against NC State.
Blossom game slaps the floor, calling for his teammates to get a stop. Fourth-ranked Virginia with the ball. Down by a point. Brogdon drives. Layup off the mark. Offensive rebound Gill. His ninth board of the game. Kicks it out to Perenes. Perenes will reset the offense. Gets it to the elbow. Gill goes up strong. Lays it in. And a foul against Grantham. His third of the game. Virginia with the lead back. 48-47. And a timeout on the floor. 6:22 to go in the well. Fourth-ranked Virginia just reclaimed the lead by a point. But the Tigers are here to stay. 48-47 the score. And we'll step aside. A free throw coming for Anthony Gill. On the other side of this timeout, this is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
Who do you think came up with the phrase, the early bird gets the worm? Well, whoever it was has obviously never been to Bojangles. You see, at Bojangles, we serve our breakfast biscuits morning, noon, and night. So it doesn't matter if you're an early bird, a late bird, or even a lazy bird. You still get to enjoy a delicious, made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit all day, every day. At Bojangles, it's all about the biscuits. Come in for a Cajun Filet Biscuit Combo. Bojangles, it's bow time.
It's Virginia 48, Clemson 47, in a classic here at the well. A nail-biter with 6:22 to go. Clemson fans, did you know the StubHub app is personalized just for you? Get the StubHub app today. Start at StubHub and let the fun find you. StubHub, the official fan-to-fan ticket marketplace of Clemson Athletics. Tim, as you look at the last three losses for the Tigers that came on the road in Blacksburg, in Raleigh, in Atlanta, a lot of second-chance opportunities in those games. We're starting to see some of those from Virginia down the stretch here. They've got 10 offensive rebounds in this game. Maybe a little bit of a concern and something to watch here in the final 6:22.
Yeah, second chance points are 11-0 in this game in favor of Virginia. And they're plus 7 in rebound margin, 30-23. They had a 32-21 advantage in the game in Charlottesville.
Tiger basketball is brought to you by Quicken Loans for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze. Anthony Gill to the free throw line, where he's 2 for 2 tonight. He's got 10 points. He's one rebound shy of a double-double. And if he can get that rebound, it'll be his sixth career double-double. Hey, Gill has been a big, big part of this team. You know, Perenes with the three-point shooting and Brogdon, the All-American, they get so much of the credit. But as Gill knocks down the free throw to make it a two-point game, think about he was huge in their win against West Virginia earlier this year. He had 22 points in the win over Villanova. Villanova was number one in the country last week. Blossom game feeds the post. Ill-advised pass. Too many bodies around Landry Noko. Virginia intercepts it. That pack line defense was all inside. That's the eighth turnover of the game now for the Tigers, and Virginia brings the ball to the floor with a two-point lead, 49-47. Brogdon bounces to Gill, left elbow, bounces inside to Perennis, knocked away and out of bounds and back to the Tigers.
It should be a steal for Holmes because he knocked it off the Virginia player.
Can the Tigers tie it? Can they reclaim the lead? They're down by two here at the moment. Avery Holmes chased out 35 feet, beats Blossom Game, who has 26 tonight. Over to Senior Roper, now Senior Noko. Left side to DeVoe. Bounce down low to Noko, goes up with a hook, and he missed it. From about 3 feet, it was halfway in. It just pinballed out. And Virginia maintains a two-point lead with 5:18 to play here. Hall, floater, short, but a foul.
Shooting foul on Roper.
And Devon Hall will go to the free throw line where he is 79% on the season.
And Virginia's 75.7 as a team.
Hall is 19 for 24 this year. South Paul, swish. 50 to 47, Virginia by three. What a game here. Tigers' largest lead of this thing has been 1 point. But we've had seven lead changes. It's kind of unique. Second free throw was good as well. A four-point advantage for the Cavaliers. Landry Noko, left side to Holmes. Holmes into the corner for Roper. Back out to Holmes at the left point. DeVoe at the right point. Jab step on Shayok. Feeds Blossom Game, who had his pocket picked by Brogdon, but Blossom Game recovers. Out top to DeVoe, tries to drive on Shayok, into the paint, kicks out to Holmes. Holmes tries a three over Perennis, way too strong, off the glass, and a rebound by Anthony Gill. That's a double-double, the sixth of his career for Anthony Gill.
Three straight empty trips for the Tigers.
Brogdon high on the left, drives on Blossom Game. He got pushed out beyond the arc, feeds Perennis, right side Shayok. Shayok penetrates, layup on the way, good. And Virginia's lead is up to six now with 4:20 to go. Roper dribbles into the front court. Timeout, Brad Brownell. And Virginia's on a 7-0 run to take a 6-point lead, 53 to 47. And we'll take it as well. 4:17 to go. Fourth-ranked Virginia, 53. Clemson, 47. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right, we lit those guys up.
Boom, nails a three. We could go all the way this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, what? This was our first game in your new Nissan.
That's it. I'm driving to every game.
Woohoo!
ShopChooseNissan.com for great offers on our exciting lineup and discover a better way to game day.
Away game next week. Road trip!
Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
I just saw a roach. I think I'm going to be sick.
Just go online to Trust Terminix. It's as easy as a few mouse clicks. Those guys will get you fixed up quick. They'll come to your rescue like a bad chick flick.
I can't just poke it with a stick?
I don't think that's going to do the trick. You need professionals who know what makes bugs tick. Or your problem won't be nixed. It'll be multiplied by six. And that's an outcome I can definitely predict.
All right, all right. I'll pick Terminix.
Kick pest to the curb with Terminix. Call 1-800-TERMINIX or visit TrustTerminix.com.
Around my house, I'm called difficult. I know what I want, and I always want more. Take my insurance, for instance. I want more coverages, but there's no chance I'm paying more for it. My agent knows this, and that's why she recommended the Selective Edge. With the Selective Edge, I get higher coverage limits and even coverages I didn't know I need. And my agent knows what discounts I deserve. More coverage, more options, less money. That's not too difficult, is it? Find an agent near you by visiting Selective.com. Selective. Response is everything.
Clemson Tigers have led fourth-ranked Virginia by one on three different occasions. Right now they trail by six, 53-47, as the Cavaliers are on a 7-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Drop into Gold's Gym of Clemson or the 24-hour location in Anderson and kickstart your fitness goals today. With memberships starting at only $19.99 a month, now's the time to join. Find out more at goldsgym.com. Blossom Game has been nothing short of sensational, 26 points for him. But it took him a while to get a little bit of help from his teammates. DeVoe stepped up with a huge three down the stretch. So did Grantham. Both of those helped give the Tigers the lead. Right now, Clemson needs a couple of big buckets and a couple of stops. DeVoe on the left wing, drives the baseline, dumps Tinoco, goes up strong, and scores with a left hand. Landry has eight tonight. Tigers within four.
Got to get some stops because the way Virginia plays, you're not going to have a lot of possessions.
Under 4 minutes to go. Shayok feeds Brogdon. Brogdon to Parentes, defended by Roper here at the moment. A lob right of the rim to Gill that got poked away by Noko. Roper comes up with it, races up the floor. And from the top of the key, Roper low to the ground, skips inside the paint and had his pocket picked by Parentes. Virginia with the ball and a four-point lead. Hall, cross-court pass to Brogdon. Catch and shoot three. Long bounce way up in the air, and Noko got the rebound, his sixth of the game. Hand off over to Roper, who walks the ball into the front court with Virginia leading by four, 53-49. Roper screened to his left from Blossom Game. Bounces to JB for three. Yes! Blossom Game with 29. Clemson within a point of the fourth-ranked team in the country. 53-52. And now with under 3 minutes to go, Virginia brings the ball off the floor. Left side, Hall. Directs traffic. He throws for Brogdon, who has 18 tonight. Right side, Shayok into the corner for Parentes, who answers with a three. Parentes, 3 for 7 from the outside tonight. He's the ACC's leading three-point shooter, and he pushes the Virginia lead back up to four at 56-52. Roper, top of the key, defended by Brogdon. Feeds Grantham. At the left point, Grantham. A spin a pass inside and a foul called against Virginia. They're going to give it to Hall. That'll be his second. It's the fifth against the Cavaliers.
The out of bounds for the Tigers.
2:23 to go. 56-52. Virginia by two possessions right now. Dante Grantham slaps the ball, gets it into the left corner for Noko. Goes out top to Blossom Game, who has 29. Feed goes to Roper. Roper drives inside, tries a layup. He was fouled on the drive. Let's see if they call it in the act of shooting. I think the foul goes against Gill. That's his second. Yeah, we're going to get Roper at the free throw line. Kind of like that. Roper in ACC play is 25 of 32. He's a 78% free throw shooter. And the senior out of Columbia on senior night will try to make it a one possession game. Shoots, missed it long. 56-52. A second free throw coming for Jordan Roper. Avery Holmes will check in for the shooter, Jordan Roper. If he can make it here with 2:18 to go. Second free throw up, short. And the tap back by Blossom Game won't go. Rebound Brogdon for Virginia. Cavaliers with the ball and a four-point lead, 56-52. Tigers 8 for 12 at the line tonight. Shayok high on the right, feeds Hall. Hall looking, and gets it to Brogdon. Defended by DeVoe in the man-to-man. Brogdon drives to his left, closed off by DeVoe. Six on the shot clock. Parentes high on the left. Will shoot a deep three off the heel of the iron and a rebound grabbed by JB. He falls down after the rebound and travels. And Brad Brownell rests his head on the scorer's table out of frustration. I think he wants to say that JB may have been sent to the ground there, but I think he might have slipped. 1:47 to go, the 11th turnover of the game for Clemson. Will give the ball back to fourth-ranked Virginia.
This is a must-stop here.
The Cavaliers lead 56-52.
Holmes back in now for Roper.
That is a really tough turnover. Unforced. Blossom Game just slipped and fell. Brogdon will toss the ball in from low on the right. 1:47 to go. Virginia 56, Clemson 52. Brogdon bounces out top to Hall. Left side, Parentes. Backs off 40 feet. He's chased there by Holmes. A screen to his right from Gill. Parentes chased through the screen by Holmes. Now a second screen from Gill. Parentes with 12 to shoot. Through the screen. Bounces to Gill. Looks and feeds and a dunk right of the rim by Hall. Hall has 9. It's a 6-point lead for Virginia. 58-52. Timeout, Clemson.
Boy, that travel call and blossom game was so big.
Tiger fans, it's time to meet today's certified SC homegrown athlete of the week, Glenn Batson. Batson, a sophomore infielder for the Tigers from Greenville, South Carolina, a two-time ACC Academic Honor Roll member, including 2015, his first active season on the field for the baseball team. Congratulations to Glenn Batson, fans. Now that you know the certified SC homegrown player, why not turn your next gathering into a certified SC winner as well? From meat and seafood to fresh fruits, vegetables, and peanuts, choose local certified SC grown products. It's a matter of taste. Clemson ball down by six. Tigers 6-for-17 from the outside tonight. 35% isn't terrible, but you know, we talked about the three ball being a key tonight for Virginia to be 9-19 and for Clemson to be 35%. That is a big time advantage for the Cavaliers, who lead by six. 58-52. Grantham, Holmes, Noko, DeVoe, and Blossom game on the floor. Inbounds goes to Noko. He'll hand it off to DeVoe. DeVoe chased out to center circle with 1:12 to go. Set the offense into motion. A screen to his left from Blossom game. DeVoe's going to drive. Acrobatic layup. He was fouled on the drive. And, Tim, we're going to see Gabe DeVoe go to the free throw line for the first time in 15 games. Believe it or not, DeVoe is 11 for his last 11. But you got to go back to November for that stretch. This is his first free throw attempts since the game in Chapel Hill on December 30th, 2015. DeVoe's a good free throw shooter, and he knocks down the first one to pull within five. 58-53, Virginia with a five-point lead, 105 to go. The sophomore, who today was named Academic All-ACC, will shoot a second free throw, and he knocks it down. 58-54. Tigers defense is going to extend 94 feet. Parentes tries to inbound against Noko. They get it to Brogdon. Back to Parentes. Parentes feeds Brogdon, and Brogdon brings it up the middle of the floor with 1 minute to play. A bounce to Shayok. And a foul, as Shayok is a 50% free throw shooter. And I think they were waiting to see if they would give it to Shayok. Shayok just 8-for-16 on the season at the line. The foul went against Noko. That'll be his third. And Shayok will shoot a 1-1 with 54.9 to go, and Virginia leading by four. Shoots. Got it. Fourth-ranked Cavaliers up by five, 59-54. The sophomore out of Ottawa, Ontario, shot 63% last year as a freshman. Shoots and makes both of them. Virginia, 11 for 13 at the line tonight. It's a six-point game. Inbounds goes to Holmes. 60-54 the score. Tigers need a bucket and a quick stop. Holmes out top to DeVoe. A pump fake. A drive. He gets it down low to Blossom game. Back to the basket. Turnover. Virginia takes it away. Parentes now fouled. He's not the guy you want to put to the line. Parentes, an 84% free throw shooter, and with 39.3 seconds left. Boy, it turns out turnovers are going to be a big, big factor in this game. Tiger basketball brought to you by Hardee's. Introducing the Tex-Mex Bacon Thick Burger. Fire roasted peppers and onions, smoky Santa Fe sauce, and thick cut bacon on a 100% black Angus beef patty that's new at Hardee's. London Parentes to shoot a 1-1. Got it. 7-point lead. They start to follow the exits here at the well with 39.3 to go.
The Tigers lost this game in the first 5 minutes when they allowed a 12-0 run to start the game.
Second free throw for Parentes. Got it. 62-54. You hate to see that margin because Clemson led by a point on three different occasions very recently. Now you see senior Josh Smith check onto the floor on this senior night here in downtown Greenville. Inbound goes to DeVoe, trots up the right sideline. DeVoe looks for a screen to his left, picks up his dribble, gets it to Blossom game. Blossom game backs his way down against Brogdon, muscles up a shot off the window and got it to go. 31 for Blossom game, and a timeout called by Brad Brownell. They're going to go ahead and take a full timeout here. to set up the situation. 27.7 left. 6-point lead for Virginia. 62-56. Tiger fans, pull out your phone. Open your favorite social media app. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Vine, you name it. Follow your favorite Clemson team so you can keep up with news and scores. See exclusive behind-the-scenes photos and videos. Follow at Clemson Tigers on social media. And visit ClemsonTigers.com to see a full directory of team accounts. 31 points for Blossom game. 33 in the loss at NC State.
And he's going to score more than 50% of Clemson's points.
And he had 30 against Notre Dame. So, Tim, in the three games in Blossom game's career where he gets 30 or more, the Tigers are 0-3.
Right. Not getting any help in those games. He's got 17 in the second half, and the rest of the Clemson team has 12.
Well, there was a game earlier this year, folks, where Virginia went to Wake Forest, and they were down by 7 with 15 seconds left. And they still found a way to win that game. Let's see if the fortunes can get reversed here with Clemson down by 6, 27.7 to go. But Virginia has the basketball here. And we'll see what Brad Brownell draws up to try to get the job done with the odds stacked against the Tigers. Perenez to inbound it. Landry Noko to do jumping jacks in front of him. That's an 8-inch height advantage for the Tigers. They do get it into Brogdon, though. Brogdon races up the right sideline, throws it ahead to Shayok, who was left alone, makes a layup to push the lead up to 8 with 21.3 to go. An inbound up the right sideline. DeVoe needs to trigger quickly. He's going to drive to the rim instead. Lay it up. It's off the mark. Ball hit way up into the air. DeVoe gets the rebound. On the outside, they got to get up a shot. Holmes, floater on the way. Off the mark, gets his own rebound. He was fouled, but with 8.1 to play, it's not going to happen tonight. The foul goes against Devon Hall. 8.1 seconds left. Virginia with an 8-point lead. Avery Holmes to the line to shoot 2. He's scoreless tonight, 0 for 6 and 0 for 3 from the outside. That's the same line Jordan Roper had in the loss in Atlanta against Georgia Tech the other night. Holmes' first point will come with 8.1 to go.
It's only 3 total points for Clemson's starting guards tonight.
Second free throw coming for Avery Holmes. Shoots off. Rebound Brogdon. No foul coming. Virginia dribbles out the clock. And the fourth-ranked Cavaliers, after trailing several times in the second half, will escape with a win on senior night in Greenville here tonight. Final score 64-57. The Tigers fall to 9-8 in the ACC. And it's now a three-game losing streak as the Tigers head up to Chestnut Hill for their season ender at Boston College. Again, the final score tonight, fourth-ranked Virginia 64, Clemson 57. The Greenville Health System postgame show is coming up next. This is Solid Orange Clemson basketball from Learfield.